All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. We are picking up the new section today of Chovas HaTamidim, the section that's called Shlosha Ma'amarim, which are, again, a ma'amar in Chassidus means like a self-contained teaching. So these are three ma'amaros, as we're going to see in the Piyashatzna, each of them, again, containing an incredible wealth of information. We're probably not going to do them straight, but instead we'll skip around a little bit. But let's look at the Piyashatzna's introduction. So Shlosha Ma'amarim, page Kuf Lamed Daled. L'talmidim gidolim ula avreichim ha-medabrim be'inyan ha-chasidus u-ma'at be'inyan ha-kabbalah ha-nechutzim la'avodas ha-chasidus. So says the Piyajets. Now, first of all, it's just important because, remember, Chovas HaTalmidim, in its essence, although it sounds a little bit ironic considering how much time we spent on it, but Chovas HaTalmidim, of course, ideally was written by the Piyajets for young students. The goal was that you should learn this as you're starting out in your educational career, because it'll give you the correct mindset in order to absorb information, in order to grow. Which, again, I've actually had this discussion with many educators. I'm not an educator, but I've had this discussion with many educators that how incredible would it be if you built in this safer to actual, like elementary school curriculum. Obviously, you'd have to adapt it a little bit. But, you know, we're learning this, some of us, in our 20s, in our 30s, 65, right? We're learning this, right, at all different stages, which is great. And the beautiful part is I could always internalize these lessons no matter when I'm learning it. But ideally, the Piagetsna wrote this, that we should learn this when we're young, so that hopefully it prepares us for a lifetime of learning and growth. In this section now, the Piagetsna is focusing on older students. Tamidim Gidolim, older students, Avrechim, young married students. So this is a bit more geared towards the mature. And the point over here with the topic is talking about inyanim of chasidus, inyanim of kabbalah, that are important ultimately, again, to become a proper chasid. And the truth is, whether you look the part or not, we're all just trying to become chasidim, right? We all just want to be pious individuals. Everybody wants to be a chasid. Some know it, some don't yet know it, but everybody wants to be a chasid. So look what the Rebbe writes. He says, "Ha'hoge bahem yedaktik v'gam yisker kol inyan v'inyan, ki kol ha'shlosha ma'amarin inyan v'derech echotin." So as we're going to see, in the Shlosha Ma'amarim, the Rebbe breaks up these pieces into three distinct ma'amarim, three distinct statements, or three distinct, I should say, sections or discourses is probably the better word for it. But as we're going to see, there is a strong common theme that runs through all of them. Now this is also very interesting, which is that I'm saying everything I'm about to teach you, these are interdependent and interwoven concepts. So therefore, again, they build on one another, and as such, it's going to be important that we retain and remember one section going into the next. Nachon lachzar. So we'll say this is actually interesting. And this is just the introduction, not an informational introduction, but almost interestingly enough, a procedural introduction. Here is how you have to approach this limud. Nachon lachzar, achar kol ma'amar, or achar kol inyan, asher b'chol ma'amar u'ma'amar. It's important to do chazara. It's important to review everything you're learning here. Avalim yesh ezer, because again, remember, if he's saying that the ma'amarim build on one another, therefore, even as I progress in my learning, it's important to chazer that which I have already learned. Avalim yesh ezer davar prati she'eno mavino af achar sheshana v'shilish ubeprat achar ezer haga. We're supposed to listen to this statement. If, however, there is something specific that you don't understand, and even after reviewing it, and even after really looking into it, you still can't understand it, rak yilmad hala. Better to move forward, better to go on. Now, we'll say that to the non-Hasidic ears, this hurts. What does that mean? If you don't understand something, just move forward. It's like Apikarsis, what do you say about? If you don't understand something, what do you do? You're ma'ayin into it more and even and more into it and more into it and more into it. And I will say, you don't move on until ultimately, again, you understand exactly what it is that you're learning. So I want to be clear. So what is the Rebbe saying over here? If obviously you have to try to understand, But after a certain amount of time, certain amount of legitimate intellectual, emotional, spiritual investment in a particular topic, you don't understand it, move forward. Why? This is incredible, because sometimes when you learn forward, it sheds light on that which you didn't understand previously. The Rebbe was saying that this happens to be in general. This is not unique to the Piagetzna. The truth is, the first time I saw this articulated was actually in Likutei Moharan. Rabbi Nachman writes about this, or Rabbi Nachman speaks about this, Rabbi Nosson writes about it, and Rabbi Nachman speaks about this idea about movement and learning. Rabbi Nachman was an advocate. It's actually very, very interesting. I don't know if it's actually done or not. Rabbi Nachman was an advocate of a fast-paced learning. And he felt that whatever you don't understand, he felt, don't spend time on it. Don't spend time on it. Move forward, because his goal was to complete, finish Shulchan Aruch, finish Shas. So what you don't understand the first go around, you'll what? You'll understand the second go around. Now we'll say, now what's, just understand, what's the logic over here? So because again, remember, like I said, for most of us, if you had a traditional yeshiva education at some point in your life, this seems to fly in the face of a traditional yeshiva outlook. You don't understand something, be ma'ayin into it until you do understand it. So the Rebbe is espousing something different over here, which is that halacha lemaisa, that's cute. That's very cute, right? That's right. Somebody sent out a WhatsApp message, apparently, right? So let's say so. What's interesting about this is that halacha lemaisa, learning is an incredible amount of siyata dishmaya. Right? To understand something requires divine assistance. You can't really do it on your own. You need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. So therefore, again, if I put in my effort, at a certain point in time, to keep putting in the effort is not going to yield the results. Cover ground, move on to the next thing. And sometimes learning in general, the way learning works, learning builds one on top of the other. So sometimes the reason I don't understand something now is because maybe I'm missing a machshava from somewhere else. And when you get that machshava from somewhere else, the pieces kind of click into place and I understand the variety of things. But it's really predicated on this idea that your success in learning is part your effort and part HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to move, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to grow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to progress. So if I put in the effort, but I don't understand, then halacha lemaaseh, maybe time to move forward. Nachon, shelo likros harbe pamachas. This is actually very interesting as well. The Piagetzna speaking over here regarding this next section. He says, don't learn too much of it at a time. Don't learn too much of it. What does that mean? What he's saying is, learn this in small pieces, right? Learn this ultimately, again, see, we'll say sometimes when you learn a lot at a time, sometimes the risk I have is a lack of retention. So the Piagetzna says it's better to take this in smaller pieces, chazer over it, understand it. Rak ma'at ma'at kol echad kafi yichalto. Learn it a little bit at a time, every person in accordance with his abilities. Divrei his oros shebahem, kigon inyan Pesach, rekidas, simchas Torah, v'shabbos. So we'll say we're going to see some of the interesting sections we're going to discuss have to do with Pesach, dancing on Simchas Torah, Shabbos Kodesh, Ein Likros, Kimo Shekorim Davar Me'ish Zulaso, Rak Litzayir Ba'atzmo Shemimenu Yotzim HaDvarim V'Nafsho Miskoleles Bohem, Kilo Dvarim Bilvad Rak Ma'oros HaNefesh Nir Shemu Bohem. We'll say it's such a dramatic statement. It says Rebbe, when you read these words, don't read them as my words, read them as your words. Read them as words that I am writing in order to give expression to that which happens inside of your soul. I am not writing my own insights or ideas. Instead, I'm going ahead and writing about the dynamic of our spirituality, the dynamic of our neshama, the dynamic of our spiritual elevation and growth. And the Rebbe says something amazing. Kilob dvarim bilvad. I'm not just simply writing about stuff. Rak Ma'oros HaNefesh. I'm writing about the journey of the soul. I'm writing about the happenings of the soul. Don't look at these words as my words, but figure out the way to make these words your words. Right, so we'll stop over here for today. Tomorrow morning we start the first ma'amar. I'm sorry? That's right. So maybe that's his voice. Or maybe he's just telling us move on. You know? Now we'll see. He makes everything very understandable.